Todd Hubbs, agricultural economist, University of Illinois.
All right. And the big question a lot of growers are asking is, can soybean prices keep their strength that we've seen recently through 2018? You've done an analysis on this subject, Todd, and we'd love to hear your thoughts.
I am very skeptical that they'll maintain their strength through 2018. And there's in my little article I talked about, I list a couple of reasons. One, it looks like Brazil's producing another large crop, and they're a major exporter of soybeans. And coming through this marketing year, our soybean exports have been pretty weak, and Brazil's taken more of a market share to Chinese exports than they normally do from us. If they have another big crop, it'll be coming into the export markets in the next few months. And so we need to really pick up our pace of exports. Otherwise, we might see our ending stocks numbers 2017-18 grow even more. The other reason is I feel like here in the United States, we might see an increase in planted acreage of soybeans this year. Right now, I've got it at 91.3 million acres, which is up from the 90.2 last year. But I could see it being even more than that. As I've been around talking to folks, it sounds like more soybean acres are going in. So, you know, March 29th prospective planting report is going to be a big report to see just how many acres of beans we're going to put in this year. You know, even with a normal weather year and a conservative yield of nationally at 48.5, that's still putting production at about 4.4 billion bushels on top of the 530 million in carryout we currently see the USDA projecting. So that's the negative side of it. On the bright side, I do see crush strengthening. You know, we've seen this drought in Argentina. They're not a huge exporter, but they're the world's biggest exporter of soybean meal and soy oil. And so, you know, can we get some of that soybean meal market share with high soybean meal prices? We should see crush accelerate. It would be nice to see us crush a lot more bushels of beans this year and maybe draw down that ending stocks number a little bit. But I don't know if we're going to be able to crush enough to make up for the weakness in exports we've been seeing so far in the marketing year. So, you know, if Brazil has a big crop and beans comes back in the export market, and with these higher soybean prices, they're more profitable than a lot of the other crops out there. If we plant a lot more soybeans, you know, that's a lot of downward pressure, I think, on soybean prices as we move through 2018.
Okay, very well summarized. Of course, weather is always the big factor, and that's what's led to this recent trend in higher soybean prices, right?
Yeah, in Argentina, their crop's looking very, very poor this year. I've seen estimates as low as 44 million metric tons. It could be worse. They're having a really bad year. You know, you hate to wish bad on anybody, but that may help us out a bit. It has helped us in soybean prices through February. So, you know, we've seen soybean meal prices respond. They're up substantially in February from what they were earlier in the year. So weather down there has been an issue. You know, as we move into our planting year, we'll have to see how it goes. But over the last few years, we've had really good yields. With the relatively mild weather. So if we do another decent year, there's going to be a lot of beans out there.
And you said you've been hearing from farmers telling you that they think they're going to, you know, plant more beans than, and that might push what we're seeing projected from USDA once that March 29th report comes out. What kind of things are they telling you? Like, why are they doing it?
Yeah, they're more profitable. I mean, here in Illinois, you know, we're looking at a cost of production, depending on what your cash rent is, if you're cash renting, if you're not cash renting, you know, what you price your land at. But Gary Schnitke here in Illinois, you know, we've got soybean break-even prices in the high eights. You know, you could have locked in November bean cash forward contracts for $9.80, $9.90 in the last couple of weeks. So that's a dollar a bushel you could have right there. You know, corn prices, while I see a lot of demand picking up for corn, and we're seeing a big reservoir demand, great ethanol grind, I think exports are going to pick up. I'd like to see a big feed and residual number for the second quarter. You know, that huge ending stocks that we're carrying in sort of hanging over corn prices and keeping them tamped down a little bit. So, you know, here in Illinois, A lot of farmers have talked about planting a few more acres of soybeans, and that's what I'm hearing.
Sure, and we're hearing that in some of our other states as well. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Todd?
I would just say, if you haven't marketed some of the new crop beans, or if you're still sitting on old crop beans, but particularly new crop, especially if you're thinking about expanding acres, think about pricing some of that, especially before March 29th and that prospective planting report comes out. I'm saying 91.3 million acres. That might be conservative. If we see upwards of 92, 92.5, that's a lot of acres of soybeans with a possible huge production number that's going to be tough to eat through at our current export pace. So think about it. Think about pricing some new crop beans.